What's up, people? We're here. It is another night of Horror Research 30, and I got my guys with me. I got Slinky here tonight. I got James here tonight. And talk about came out in 2015. And what's funny is I've been meaning to watch this movie, not since 2015, though, since like last year, maybe the year before.
And is that when it got on your radar?
I think it's maybe not necessarily on my radar. It's when I was reminded of it, though. It's when I was reminded, because I'm sure it kind of crossed it, but I just didn't really pay any mind to it, I guess. But when it crossed it the next time, when it crossed it this time, I was like, all right, I got
this
it.
This is the second time I've seen it. I've seen it like 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah,
there's Black Phillip on the poster.
Yes, and he's talking about the goat, not me.
Yeah, no, not the fellow in the red t-shirt.
There's Black Sturdy on the other side.
Black Sturdy, oh, get the fuck out of here!
But we're reviewing The Witch, Wrath of Madness. This month it's Queen Latifah. Ooh, for that song, link is in the description. If you want to go check it out on YouTube after the episode, feel free. But guys, we're here. We are finally here to talk this movie. And again, I wanted to see this movie for a while. I think what it was, I don't know if it had like a weird like, oh shit, everybody, I haven't seen this movie in years, or oh shit, how did I miss this last year, whatever it was, but I just kept seeing it like amongst horror groups and just like across my timeline a lot, and it kept saying like, you know, watch me, and I didn't until today, but I kept wanting to, like I don't know what it was. I ended up putting it on a wheel, but I switched it up.
I think that was your problem. I think that's what happened. You put it on a wheel, you're like, I'll eventually get to it.
That's what it was. And then that was from last year, right? So then this year, you know, I switched the wheels up because I did themes and stuff, which I'm digging what I'm doing this year for it. And I was like, all right, fuck it. Excuse me. I got to throw this movie on something, somehow. And I had something, which I'm not going to spoil right now. I had something that I was going to use for later on this year with this movie. But I forgot this movie was on this wheel here. So I'm like, oh, shit. Here we go.
So it came up?
So yeah. Look, Thursday it came up. It was the first one that came up. It was this, and then this Thursday is a High Tension. So I'm like, fuck it, I got to.
Ooh, I might come on for that. I love that fucking flick.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
One of the French splatter flicks. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Good week. Good week. But so what'd you guys think of this movie? I know you've both seen it. This is your second time, James.
I liked it.
Seen it a few times, I'm sure. Yeah. But
you want to go first? You want to go back and forth? How you want to do it, man? I've seen this bitch like six times. Like,
oh, well, damn. Shit. James, you go ahead and you go ahead, James. You kick it off and I'll go right after you because he's seen it so far.
All
right.
Yeah.
I'm going to give this a 7.
Okay. I'm going to go with an 8 with that.
Nice.
8 what?
Rating.
All right. We got I'll give it an 8. I'll say an 8.
8.
This movie just impressed the hell out of me. It really so, but
same here. And like this is one of those movies, though. It's just definitely a slow burn. It's one you want to keep your eyes on, just pay attention to, listen to the story, watch the story, pay attention to the story. But it's not like a lot does happen, but it's not like a in your face, a lot of craziness going on all at once and all throughout the movie. Like the shit that happens, then it kind of gets calm, then it goes up, then it gets down, it goes up, then it gets down, then it goes up, and then it gets like, it gets weird. It gets weird.
And it's basically making everybody, they're slowly like going crazy. Like they're so like the witch in the woods type thing. Like they're turning on each other. Like the mother hated the daughter. For one, those two young kids, I would have fucking kicked them right in the fucking face too. You know,
they forgot how to pray.
Those little annoying fucks.
Yeah,
the brother was cool,
but you notice everybody's pointing the finger at Thomason, like everybody,
everybody, all the time. They're like, well, because she made a joke about the witch thing, So once said that, you can't say that back in a day like that.
Oh, like, hell.
You go to the village and go, she's a
witch. Not with the puritanical fucking.
No. You're the way they were. Boom. You condemned yourself. You're fucking marked now. So they're like, oh, and so anything bad happens, they're like, oh my God, it's true. You are a witch. So everybody turned on the fucking daughter, except for the father was the last one. He was holding strong. He was like, leave the girl alone. Well,
see, the father was like, he was a total failure. And it's all right. I'm gonna be long winded as fuck on this movie. So
go ahead if
you want to take the floor.
Go ahead. I want to hear what you got to say.
It's all right. I saw this movie 2016. I saw a trailer for it like on YouTube or something. And I'm a big folk horror guy. Like I love The Wicker Finder General, Blood on Satan's Claw, any kind of isolated strangers, wrong town, wrong time. We got plans for you. We're going to barbecue you in a deity on the fucking cliff and, you know, sacrifice you for our apples, stuff like that. I love the idea of, religious running amok with people's faith and like the old gods and just, cause I was forced to go to church when I was a kid. So I'm fascinated by, I think that's my old lady. So I'm fascinated with like religious fear and how they instill like, you know, their feelings onto you, you know, do as I say, not do as I do type of stuff. Cause you can do some shit with fear, man. Like you can really, so I'm fascinated by like religious extremism and just, I'm a weirdo, but, it's folk horror. So I love it. And it's kind of like the Salem witch trials. It's a lot of cool shit wrapped in one, this flick. And it's based on the father's misinterpretation is what gets them banished from their group, their fucking pilgrim group. So instead of safety in numbers, now this guy has to provide for his family out in the middle of nowhere, like on the edge of this ominous fucking forest. And it's he's a shitty hunter because he misses the hare. You know, he had to go pawn the cup, which we find out, spoilers, kids, you know, to provide for tools and shit like that for his family and stuff. And the guy, like you, like James said, you have to keep your fucking mouth shut when it comes to stuff like that. Yeah. Even if you're reciting gospel, if you say it a certain way, somebody's going to be like, fuck that dude. That fucking bullshit. He's a witch. He's a warlock. That's the height of that right then. And it's like, oh shit. And it really shows you just how quick shit can turn and fucking just how superstitious these people were. Just the fact that the baby vanishes and you're like, oh fuck, what, you know? And it's just grim. It's grim as fuck. I love it. And like I love the guy who wrote the script. They studied and they found out like this puritanical language, how they spoke, and like the way the movie title looks with the two V's. That's because the W wasn't used a lot back then in the English language that was brought from England to the United States. So it's fucking wildly factual. Except for the chicks floating in the air during their witches set. You know what I mean? But like a lot of shit is very factual, right on the money.
Hang on. I got to slow you down on that. We don't know that. I'm sure there was at some point in time floating in the air.
Picking up them mushrooms out in the woods. I'll be floating in the goddamn forest. You know? So you know what I mean? So who knows? You're right, man.
Right now, Twinkie, if you're floating in the air naked, not only am I not going, am I going inside? I'm never looking in the sky again.
No, ever. Never, dude. Never. No floating Florida, please, man. What the fuck is wrong with you? Thank you.
I'm just saying. You're talking about taking mushrooms.
Aaron, if I ever do that, can you grab my piece and hold me like a balloon?
No. I will.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul.
Where the hell are you guys going to float to? Mick's house?
Why not?
Mick, come on.
Come join.
Come fly with us, Mick.
We all float up here. God damn. Wow.
You'll float too, but you're going up. Never mind.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
But like it's
when
wild,
we're talking, man, about the witch, we got into it and that just it happened.
Got into the car handle and just drove out.
But what I was gonna say though, what I liked about this film a lot, how they get into the whole folklore of the witch stuff, but they're focused on one family. Usually it's like a village and then it singles out one person.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, towards the middle of the end. But this was like focused on a family that, like James was saying earlier, was like everybody, oh, you're the witch, you're the witch, you're the, oh, it's your fault, it's your fault, it's your fault. And I'm just like, wow, Who's the fucking witch?
It's like, it's a weird self-destruction based on finger pointing of a family unit. And you're like, holy shit. And then the chick, the devil, there's a fiend in the furrows, man. Like the goddamn goat turns around and fucking boom. What is that? Yeah. Like the fucking taste of butter? Like,
yeah.
Holy shit, man. You know,
Black Phil,
pull thy ship. And she's like, I don't know how to sign my name. He's like, I'll guide thy hand. You're like, yes, yes. Like, you know, so it's fucking wild.
Right? Yeah. And it's one of those things where, like, you would think you're wanting that type of stuff to happen sooner, see a bunch of crazy shit happen. Mm-hmm. But the way the story was told throughout this movie was just, like, so well. It was never boring.
No.
So you didn't really need all that craziness and all that. You know what I mean? The action parts we got was cool, was great, was amazing. But you didn't really need it throughout the whole movie. Yeah.
Right on.
Like when they showed it, it was powerful. It really stuck. Mm-hmm. But like again, around all that stuff, you weren't bored. Like, okay, when's something gonna happen? Okay, when's the next?
Well,
thing
it's
gonna
very
happen?
Intriguing, man, because you're hearing like this shit happening, and you know, first when the baby disappears, you're like, well, what the fuck happened? So that right off Jump Street, I was like, where'd the baby go? And then you're like, oh, the fucking witches probably ate the fucking baby, and you're just like,
they showed.
Yeah, yeah.
And well, they showed a scene with the lady with a whole bunch of red in a bowl, like going in. Dude. I'm thinking the baby, like the insides of the baby. Yeah.
Well, it's great you point that out, though, because, of course, you see the baby getting taken away or whatever, because you see the red, and then you see the baby laying down, you know, just laying down on the thing, and then you see a knife come across at one point, and the screen goes black, and then it goes to the whole. But he was just saying with the mixing part. It was good. Yeah. Seeing snobs.
It looked like a bowl of cranberries, but I'm like, nah, that's baby guts.
That's baby grit. That's what that is, man. That's baby stew. You know. But yeah, and like I think the supernatural stuff is really done very well. I think it's like, I guess there's a lot of the stuff that was based on actual accounts. Like they were like when someone was cursed in a village, they would say, oh, we saw him throw up an apple, and that's what that kid does. And it's like it's based off of historical accounts, you know, shit like that. So, but it's wild. I really enjoy it.
What do you think the rabbit represent?
I'm not.
That hair was like taunting. That hair.
I think that was like, fucking like, Black Phillip. Because I mean, you got to figure if he can get into a goat, he can probably shape shit. Because the dad couldn't hit him, so
very true. Him,
you know, trying to fuck up the dad's. Hunting
and it fucking somehow it killed the dog or something killed the dog because remember the dog something chases the rabbit.
And
then you see the dog just fucked up in the woods. Like, what the hell? That'd be
it's bonkers,
getting
man.
Beat up by a rabbit, let alone gets killed by. Look at this rabbit did all this to you. Fuck. I used to feel
the
safe.
Goat
with
fucking kills fucking what's his face. You're just like, oh snap. And it's a wild movie, dude. It's a wild fucking movie. But you're right. After it sets everything up, dude, it's like. There's no lull in it. Like it doesn't move at a clip, but I think it moves. It's enough to keep you like intrigued and keep you interested in stuff. Like I remember the first time I watched it, I was like, fucking my mouth was hanging open for an hour and a half. So, but I dig slow burn flicks where the end is just perfect. Perfect. Couldn't have been any better. You know?
That's the thing.
Yeah. They didn't overdo it. I liked how they killed the father. Yeah. They didn't bring out like too much supernatural shit. Like, oh, there is a witch.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was like the goat killer, so you could throw it off. Like, was there really a curse, or this is just bad shit just happened?
Yeah,
or something?
Like
bad luck.
Yep, everybody turned on each other and fucking. Yep,
that's where the folklore comes in because now the stories are getting told. Like, no, this is what happened. The daughter fucking made the deal at the end, and no, the goat was the fucking devil.
Remember, the devil convinced the world he didn't exist. So there's
for what you put a fucking male goat, you put your young kids in there and everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember they were going to sell fucking Thomason into a life of servitude. That's what the mom wanted to do. So, you know, 1600.
I know 16
bad luck, right?
1600. You just got to be happy you wake up the next day.
Yeah, for real. That's what I mean. Like your lifespan was like 37 years old. Like you know,
yeah,
dead by now. So fuck. So
shit, me
you
too.
Catch a cold, you're done. They start,
you break your toe or fucking, fucking
start measuring you and shit.
So, man, gangrene, leg done and dead. So, yeah,
you just broke your ankle last year, James.
Yeah, I would have been dead, man. 1600s, dead.
It was nice to meet you, James.
Really he's quick, like, Paul. Damn, what that is guy your rating?
$10, man. What the fuck?
I gave this one actually a 7.
7?
Yeah. I gave it a 7. This is my go-to for if it's more of a book reader friend that's not huge into horror but wants to get into horror. It's kind of like you said. I think it's a very good slow burn. And I think the story is told beautifully to where, you know, unless you're trying to get jump scares and all that, this is perfect. Because you get what you want. And like you said, you're questioning everything. Mm-hmm. Like, is it just their paranoia? Is it real? Mm-hmm. And then they add in weird elements where you're like, was this happening or is it a dream? Or, you know, I think this is for an actual horror fan. I think this is gold. I think it's probably top 20 for me at least, maybe higher.
Good flick, man. And it's beautifully shot. That's the thing. Yes. Like this movie is one of those films, visual media. Imagine that it utilizes every inch of the fucking frame. Like every shot is like literally gorgeous and fucking. You see where I think what was it? It made $40 million on a $4 million budget. That's bonkers.
That's fucking crazy. Amazing.
That's what I'm saying. But like, you can tell every frame, you can see where every fucking penny went in the flick. Like, it's gorgeous, man. You know,
I like the scene where the fucking the mother thought that she was holding her baby breastfeeding, but it was a fucking crow.
At her nipple. And there's a lot of like there's pagan shit in it. There's a lot of like fucking crazy imagery and just it's bonkers, man. I really enjoy this flick. And there's one thing I've noticed, there's two camps on this flick. Either people love it or they fucking hate the shit out of it, man. And I went and I read a bunch of reviews on IMDb. Don't ask me why and shit, but and it's like left or right, right down the fucking thing. It's like 9 out of 10, 1, meh. And
yeah. It's like, if you're expecting horror, don't watch this.
That's like, exactly what the one fucking said. It's like, you're doing a horror movie, bro.
Like, yes. Like, listen, it is. It's not a ghost jump out at you. This is a fucking different.
It's not.
Like, it's dark, no, this is a different type. Exactly.
Yeah, this is horror.
It's definitely a thinker, too, because at the end of the movie, you're still like, what the hell just happened? Yeah, so.
This is like the category like Midsommar and shit. I call them like mindfuck movies. Like
elevated horror. Yes. Highbrow stuff. It's real highbrow stuff.
Highbrow, it's a good one too. Highbrow elevated horror. Mm-hmm. You know.
It has its dark element in it. You can tell it's like so yeah. I don't know.
But I enjoyed it. When they come out.
And that's another thing. That's another thing people hate too. A lot of people complain they hate slow burns.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you.
Like,
dude.
Listen, when's a slow burn? You got to look at it differently though.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, it could be slow burn, but it could be filmed beautiful. It could be the acting's great. The story can be awesome. Well, it's like, don't expect really jump scares left and right every 2 seconds or something.
I feel though with slow burns with some people, it's when you get those slow burns, which I wish I could think of some right now, but it's when you get those ones that don't live up to being a slow burn, I guess, for better lack of term. Like, The Innkeepers was a great slow burn.
Yeah, The Innkeepers, fucking We Are Still Here. That's a great one.
But, you know, we've all seen the bad ones as well, where it's just like, I waited this long and fucking nothing, still nothing happened.
See, that's how I felt about The Lodge, man. I was like, this is nonsense. Like, it's different taste, man. That's all.
I wish I could think of one.
That's how I felt about, what is it, Skinamarink or whatever the fuck?
Skinamarink.
Oh, Skinamarink. Thank you. Oh, Skinamarink. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's some creepy shit in the movie, but overall, it's not like the most terrifying movie in the last 20 years. No. Like, they were hyping the shit up.
I was annoyed going through that.
What the fuck is this?
No. Yeah. Creepiest thing about that movie is there's no windows in the fucking house.
Yeah, basically. Yep.
I was like, there's a fire. What are you going to do?
I'm going to say this about that movie, right? I was this close to going to see that in theaters.
Yeah.
And I'm glad. Had I went and seen that in theaters, I would have been so fucking mad.
I'd be pissed.
$2 back. Yeah.
Or falling asleep. One of the two.
Yeah, man.
I wasn't mad. I may have fallen asleep, but I would have stayed in there because I at least paid for the films. I'm going to sit there and be mad. Yeah. Be mad and just sitting there pouting. Let me get my money's worth. I'm going to talk shit about
it. I was going to say, like, everybody online, you're like, the scariest movie ever and everything. I'm like,
you gotta ignore them.
If you say that about your movie, I'll fucking instantly be like, fuck you, I'm done.
You're lying.
You can't listen to that line because Do you hear that line? Oh, it's the scariest movie ever. Says it. Audience, says it, man. And it shows the same audience with the same fucking night vision effect.
Since we were 98, you know.
Yeah, it's the same kid. It's the same cat. It's the same cast. It's the same
people. Oh my god! Yeah, some chick.
Like movies look like the movies don't even look. They look better than this damn commercial nowadays. You guys can upgrade that. Shit.
Right.
I'll be in the commercial.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. I'll get scared of shit just to be in the commercial.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. So what'd you guys think of the fucking how they talk? Like, did you guys have your closed captioning on?
No,
I understood everything they said. What they're saying thee and all that. I got Shakespeare and shit. I got it.
That's awesome.
Oh yeah, that was easy. That was easy. Yeah. And then
what is it? The scariest movie ever should be different for everyone. Right on. Totally.
The scariest movie. Totally agree with that. Very true.
Like somebody could be terrified of Jaws, but I'm over here like, oh man, fucking Night Living Dead fucked me up. So yeah.
That's true.
Everybody has different fears.
Age, background, religion, if you're into that as well, because that can definitely pull your focus into more of a, more of a fear in the paranormal than in anything else, which I feel like a lot of people are more afraid of paranormal than any other genre of horror film in general anyway. But I'm just saying, of course, the religious aspect really pulls that.
Well, it fascinates me that people can be so wrapped around an idea because of their faith that they'd be willing to commit murder and shit. And hating the Shining kid. That's funny. The guy in the bear suit is the dude that scares me in the fucking Shining. Because what's that guy doing?
That's just me. If I was in a movie, that's 100%. I'd be that guy.
What's that guy doing?
I'd be the bear.
What the fuck?
Just down for whatever.
Exactly. He's just like, furry, bro. What's up? What are we doing? We got some beers. Why aren't we drinking them? That type of shit.
We eat what we sucking. Who cares? I'm just here for it.
Yeah.
I can't think of a movie that fucked me up, like scared the shit out of me.
That dude just like
I had this weird thing. I had a fear, but never scared shit out of me where I remember.
I think if I had to go as an adult, a movie that if it were just a little more relevant to me, that would terrify me, it's Get Out. Get Out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where they completely fucking
almost like buttery racism and like luring you in.
Yeah, Get Out was a fucked up movie.
I'd be fucked. I mean, they don't
want realistic to be alive. Yeah.
We're set on fire.
Oh, do you ever see that one movie where the dude was buried? It was Ryan Reynolds. He's in the coffin.
No, I haven't seen Buried. Yeah. I love The Vanishing. That's a great flick.
Remember that we revealed it? What was that?
Yeah, I didn't like that movie. Buried.
Yeah.
Buried.
It was Buried.
And then what was the other one? Drive or something?
Drive. Right. The whole movie was just him in the car.
Really quick, James, just because you had to bring that bullshit up. I missed that podcast, by the way, but I did not like either one of those movies because they're both those were slow burns where to me nothing fucking happened. Fuck those.
It was based off your fear of like people who have like claustrophobia being buried alive.
Yeah. See, I'm not claustrophobic. So, I just don't want to be buried alive. That's a horrible death.
Yeah. So people are sitting there. You're like, oh my god, he's running out of air. Oh no, the light is going out.
I don't want to scrape your anxiety. You get off anxious. On the inside your of the anxiety
raises. No, I understand all that. I just don't remember how he even got himself into that situation in the first place.
Yeah.
That's one.
Make sure you take lessons from
Prime. Yeah, that movie out.
The fucking lid open.
And then two, the other guy, I forgot what the fuck he was driving about. So it just, he was just driving.
I forgot the exact story, but
I think it was some crazy shit. Like him and his wife were divorcing or just a bunch of wild
weird shit. Yeah.
But it sucked.
Yeah.
It was too long. So those are my two slow burns right there. So I guess you bringing those up, I appreciate that, James.
There you go. You're welcome.
Those are two slow burns to me that
they were just slow burns,
but they weren't horror movies. They weren't horror movies. I can definitely say that. But
I call those in the category of like
they're like thrillers. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Definitely. Oh,
like
it's suspense. Like, yeah,
I got a fear of heights. So, what movie would you recommend me
for
try to scare me?
The Fall.
Vertigo. That weird movie with Joseph Gordon-Levitt where he walks between the two towers. On the tightrope. plays the French
High Point or something. No, what's it called? Oh, I know what you're talking about.
He was either way.
The Walk. Is it called The Walk? The
story of it.
Yes,
The Walk. Something like that. I remember seeing a trailer for it when I saw Batman Rises or The Dark Knight Rises.
See, the thing is, I can watch that. I don't get afraid if I see other people jumping off cliffs.
Yeah,
it's IMAX, me. I care about me. I don't give a fuck about you.
I will push you off the building. I will live.
Yeah, you can go jump off the cliff. I'm not going up there.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I don't go in like weird fucking high places anyway. So I'm.
Yeah. Fuck
like, oh, you want to go up?
No, skydiving? Nope. I won't get on a plane. So that's how bad mine is.
I'll get on a plane.
Oh, I'll get on a plane. I just won't skydive.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, James, you need to watch. You can't see my screen. It's just fall.
It's called
fall. I'm curious what that would do to you. Just fall.
I don't think it'll bother him.
Two girls that decide to just climb like a cell phone tower.
It's not a bad movie, though, James. It's not a bad movie.
Okay, I'll check it out. I'll check it out.
See, I was bored because I've climbed cell phone towers since I used to do that for work. So that movie, I was sitting there like, oh, my God, this is dumb. This is dumb.
Yeah,
see,
it wouldn't affect it.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, no. He's like, all right.
I was like, that's not real.
You're like, that's not real. That don't happen. Fucking loser.
That's funny.
Right. And I mean, and in all honesty, like even myself, like even when I was climbing, it's like, look, once you get past 100 feet, at least 200 feet, I'm like, you don't care if you're gonna fall, because if you fall, you're dead.
Yeah, at a certain height, it's over. So hopefully you have a heart attack before you hit the fucking ground.
I think my highest was like five, just shy of 600 feet.
Jesus. Climbing?
Yeah.
What the fuck were you? Let's see.
He's on a cell phone tower. Probably.
I integrated 5G for Verizon.
Yeah, see?
For a lot of North
Carolina. Is it when you were putting the 5G ones up, people were taking crack shots at you?
Mm-hmm. Some people were, you're trying to take over our minds, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like, yeah. Bro, oh, fucking put the tinfoil hat on and get some microwaves. And that's wild, man. I'll give that's wild. What's man, another buddy of mine did that. He did cell phone towers, and they got shot at, too. Same fucking shit, man. That's wild. Wow. Yeah, no, I'll never be on a cell phone tower ever. Nope.
No, fuck that. You need me to go where?
Is this like the face that's going to take over your shit?
No.
I'm not that smart. Can you imagine
that, though? Like, you apply for a job, you really don't know what it is. You're just lying because you need the job. Like, yeah, we need you to go up there. How am I supposed to get up there? You got an elevator? No? You want me to climb? I quit.
You got a harness and some carabiners. Yeah, that's
what I'm done. I quit.
Yeah,
but nothing.
Dude, like when I was in culinary school, one of our classes was on the 18th floor, and like I wouldn't even look out the window when I was up that high.
Yeah,
because it's like
home. Now that
I won't climb a ladder. Like that, I didn't like going up pool ladders, like ladders to get in a pool.
That
was ladders to get in a pool. That's funny.
When I was young, across a bridge, I used that walk to my doctor's appointment with my mom. Mm-hmm. I used to have to walk towards the road because I can't walk on the side where you can see over the bridge.
Wow.
Damn.
See, I can walk over a bridge. That's all right. But that building.
No, I used to panic.
And then, like,
it you got better now. Buildings. I can do it now, but I still don't like heights. Like I said, I won't go on planes. Mm-hmm. I won't go up and jump off a cliff into water.
That doesn't even make any sense.
No, not at all. Yeah.
Paul will probably do it, but.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I already made myself just stand in here.
Go break up. He'd be like one of the guys in those old timey photographs you see when they're building like the Empire State Building, sitting on a fucking girder with his lunch pail, like
just chilling,
800 feet below him in the fucking ground, just eating a sandwich. You know.
Yeah, you know where I'll be inside the building taking the picture.
Yeah, I'm not going out there.
Inside the building, not even outside.
Bugs me out if it's real windy. Look at
this dumbass, click.
He's holding a piece of bologna, drops it. He was like, "Let's see how fast this goes."
Yeah, it takes out some
of his ground.
Yeah. Wait, why is he out there? I don't fucking know. Nobody's even working on the building. That's just where he takes his lunch.
How high do you have to be for a piece of bologna will fuck you up when it hits you? By the time when it hits you,
bologna, not very high.
Because I know people used to like in New York City up in the fucking what is it that tall ass building to drop pennies?
Yeah, drop a penny. I don't know.
Try to fuck hit people with pennies, and there was a rumor like, oh, a penny will kill you and everything. No, people said it hurts like fucking hell. It won't kill you, but if you go higher, it can.
I'd throw a shoe off there.
I bet it would.
I'd be like, here you go. You have a size 15 come fucking in hot.
You know, if someone throws that jacket at you, that you don't want to
miss. Do what? What'd you say?
So if someone somehow catches that on the ground and throws it up there back at you, you don't. With
your face. Bow.
That's super.
You got a parking meter, man. That'd be funny. Yeah.
That boom. I forgot to ask you guys, what were y'all's ratings for The Witch?
Oh, I also put
a 7. Yeah. I said 7.
Yeah, then me and Slinky both gave it an 8. It was just
I'm real strict. I'm really strict on my scores.
8
lately.
Billy Goats Gruff.
I've been stingy. I gotta get really wild in order to give it like past the 7.
You got really wild, James. That's funny. Yeah. Fucking
see, for me, it's more so of I just have to really enjoy it at the moment. Mm-hmm. I don't have to get like really excited, really it just for these type of films, the story has to be really good. The story has to be really good. The buildup has to be worth it, which I feel like it definitely was in this. And the story carried on good. The story carried on more than good enough for you to really care about. You know what I mean? To really care about this movie. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what was there not to like? And then the fucking cinematography was gorgeous, like you were saying earlier. I'm like, wow. It lived, like, the story lived up to the cinematography.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, just everything came correct in the movie. Like, it was mm-hmm. strong on, like, all fronts, I think. Even, like, the acting's fucking banging. Like, everything. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wanted to mention the music. The music's fucking terrifying in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not really music per se. It's, like, that weird chorus of, like, voice wells and shit. And, like, when it does its thing at the end, it's like, holy fuck, man. Like, just a lot of shit about this flick blew me away. But yeah, I totally forgot
about that. Yeah, that background.
At the end, man, that fucking crescendo comes in. You're like, holy fuck. Because you don't know what's going on, and the music's real awkward, and it makes you feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And you're like, there's naked chicks floating in the woods. What the fuck is happening? they ate the baby. Like, just, it's wild. That fucking,
you know what's funny about that part? Just because you're mentioning that part where they're floating naked in the woods is when, what the hell is her name again? Sorry about the T.
Thomason.
Yeah. Thomason. When she first sees them all, she looks so confused and nervous until she starts floating. Then she starts laughing and shit. And then she's just good now.
Well, she's like, I guess, letting go? She's embracing.
Yeah, she's letting go. Then she starts floating.
The delicious life, if you will. You know, the taste of
butter. Delicious life, yeah.
Does that
the taste of butter.
Dress. You're like, oh, shit. So, like, I'm gonna get a poster for this movie and hang it up. Like, I think I've seen like two or three different posters for it, and they're all just fucking bitching, man. Like, you know, fucking, they're awesome. So I dig this flick, man. Like,
I even like how they like the names of the people. Thomason. Yeah. That's what they did when the father wanted a boy. Like, they had a name. I'm gonna name him Thomas. If it became a girl, they're like, still gonna be Thomas. We're gonna say it's Thomason.
Yeah, I mean,
it's Thomason.
Like, the research and stuff that went into this is fucking wild. Like, it was just I loved hearing how they talked. I thought that was so fucking cool, you know.
And
it's cool. It had just enough historical accuracy in it, just enough supernatural stuff. Like I said, it's just really well done. And I guess this is the same director who made The Lighthouse. The black and white flick with Willem Dafoe and fucking shiny vampire guy,
Batman. Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, I don't ever get his name. But that's a decent flick. That's one of the, that's another vampire. One of those movies where the end's all fucked up. And
fucking shiny vampire.
That movie was just strange.
shiny Batman.
Batman.
Like, oh, fuck that. Yeah. I mean, whatever, but it's folk horror, man. So I'm a sucker for that genre. So but yeah, I recommend it. I've recommended this flick to people, and they've like sent me hate mail. I'm just kidding. They didn't send me hate mail. But like I said, you either love it or you hate it. And you know,
this is definitely,
you know, some people.
It makes me want to look up more movies, though.
What now? What'd you say?
There's a lot of great ones out
there. Yeah, there's a lot of coming out, man. So yeah, like The Ritual, that was a good one with that.
Ritual was good.
That movie was excellent, dude. I really enjoyed that. And like I said, I'm looking forward to The Lord of Misrule. That's another one. It's full car. It's couple goes out to the woods. Now they're dead. So, you know, again, like, I just started getting into this stuff where like there's full car stories on YouTube. And like, I was listening to a couple of them fucking a couple months ago. Some of them are really good.
Nice.
It's wild, man. Like, full car is actually getting a lot of love. And there's a lot more, like, geez, I could sit here and name off a bunch of fucking folk horror flicks, man. The Borderlands, Final Prayer, like Kill List. That's a good one. That's a real good one. A Field in England. So it's finally getting its fucking, you know,
getting its shine.
Do justice.
I've seen a couple podcasts of folklore.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
I feel like that happens. I feel like, though, and I'll say more so with horror because that's a genre I pay attention to the most, where it's like every couple of years there's a specific subgenre of horror that just kind of
that takes not necessarily over becomes a bit.
Popular amongst everybody.
But there's a slew of movies that come out under the banner, I think. Like,
yes.
Like a bunch of Bigfoot movies. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I'll say that. And then I'll even say, and then even so more so, like people like us that'll watch anything. So it's going to pass our radar to where we're going to give it a chance. And then we're going to go down that rabbit hole of like, what how the fuck did I miss all of this?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, dude, I really like this shit.
And then it's like 2 years later. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because of that specific subgenre, not even like a specific movie. Again, where it's just like plashed it around. You're just like, how the fuck did I miss this?
Mm-hmm.
And you're watching, like, oh shit, I just seen this movie 2 years ago, but how did I miss these 16? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude. It sucks when I see movies from the 80s because I'm like, how the fuck did I not rent this when I was fucking 10? Like,
yep.
That's the great. That's the problem.
I'm happy when I find a genre that I love and I'm like, yes. And I go like Lovecraft. Like, I'll watch any Lovecraft fucking movie because there's not a lot of them. And so it's like, yeah, I love it when I find something that fucking, greases the wheels. And I'm like, yes. So,
greases the wheels. He says, greases the wheels. He says,
hell yeah.
Slinks my slinky. So.
What have you guys been watching lately, though? Have you guys watched anything new or just in general, movie show-wise?
I saw Dune 2. But
did you get a popcorn bucket and fuck it?
No. I had to use my hand like a fucking
pioneer. Fucking man, right? Exactly. Right. Like a fucking Puritan on the edge of the wood. Putting in work.
A caveman.
Oh, shit. We watching.
I'm a peasant. I can't afford those buckets.
Exactly, dude. They're fucking outrageous, man. Jesus Christ.
It's like $30 and popcorn fucks me up anyway. Yeah, my IBS does not like butter.
Oh, damn. Popcorn. Get it plain.
My taste buds do.
I just hate popcorn.
I just hate popcorn. It's like, fuck popcorn. That's funny.
I go nachos. Nachos is safe.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, look at me. You know I like nachos. What's
that's true.
See, senor.
I mean, I was going to say it, but do I always have to be the one to say it because I'm brown?
No, that's why I said it. That's how I feel.
you understand me. We understand each other.
Oh, you guys are bonding.
Yeah, finally.
I'm brown like you.
Like, it's all good.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. We always get there one way or another every episode. But no, Slinky, what have you been watching lately, though, man? What have you seen?
The Miss Aaron and I have been watching. We watched the first season and a half of Mindhunter, which is about how the FBI set up serial killer profiling. David Fincher did it. So it's like, watching a show like the Zodiac movie. I don't know if you guys have seen the Zodiac movie. That's the movie's amazing. Well, he did a TV series about how the FBI started profiling serial killers. And the first season is fucking really good. Really good, man. Second season, not so much. That's why they canceled the fucking show. But the first season, dude, if you want to watch it, I think it's like 8 episodes. It's not long. It's really good. Really fucking good, man. It's creepy.
And those serial killers look spot on.
Yes, dude. That's what...
Like, almost too creepy where I was like, wait, what the fuck? Like,
they're the people they got to play them, Berkowitz, fucking... Even Manson, the guy is, like, wildly fucking accurate. Mannerisms, everything.
Nice.
It's wild, so it's worth your time. Like, if you like David Fincher flicks, definitely check it out. It's got the guy from Creepshow 2. The guy that gets scalped by the wooden Indian. It's got him in it.
Oh, nice.
He plays
nice.
One of the FBI guys. He's cool as fuck, man. He's cool as fuck. Been watching that. Just watching flicks that we've been watching since we were kids, like Once Bitten, you know, Better Off Dead, shit like that. So that's what I've been watching. So
James, what about you?
Yeah, good.
Did you have more, Flicky?
No, Aaron never saw the Friday the 13th remake, so we watched that today. She was freaking out, man. She loved it. She loved the shit out of it. She's like, oh my God.
Nice. And, that's so awesome.
That and the Blob remake, we watched those two today. And she loved both of them. Yeah. She's like, you've never steered me wrong. I'm like, yeah. So, sorry. Yeah, that's what we watched today. That's right.
He definitely can.
Movie wise, what I watched was I haven't watched much lately. I plan on watching a couple tomorrow, but the other day same movie you watched, Aaron. That Suzuki.
Oh, this one right here, then, right?
Suzuki. Yeah. Okay. It was decent, I guess.
It wasn't bad.
Was it bad? I was expecting better.
Is that like a J horror flick?
It's a Indonesian horror flick. It's basically the Suzuki is like a if you do it right, it's like a djinn. So it's another word for djinns.
Yeah.
So they put a djinn in you. It's supposed to bring you prosperity, beauty, health, luck. Mm-hmm. Well, this one chick has so many that if they're not put in right or something, or mm-hmm. they're not treated right, they can get tainted and become dark.
Mm-hmm.
So this chick gets pushed off a building by her boyfriend because she didn't want to see him no more. I guess she was a prostitute or something. He had money, politician guy.
Nice.
But her dead body trying to heal, they're trying to take the things out of her, and this one don't want to leave her body.
Yep.
So it's like cursing. Oh, it's like her mother had it. It was fucking weird. I don't know. It was okay at the same time, though. It wasn't horrible.
Yeah, I see. I watched the same exact movie, actually. It's definitely worth a watch, I feel. It's over on Netflix. And I say give it a look, give it a watch. It's not terrible. It's decent. Letterbox rating, I gave it a 2.5 out of 5. You guys know I don't usually do ratings like that at all, but you can only do your handcuffed with Letterbox is bullshit.
Yeah, no, it's only
yeah.
But I also watched this movie right here, The Blackwell Ghost 2, which is the found footage. There's like 7.
I've heard of those. I've never seen them. Are they any good?
And
we talked about those. Yeah,
they're fun. They're fun films. They have like a
I never heard
they're of them. They're a slow burn Paranormal Activity.
Really? I'd say better.
They're better than Paranormal.
The story is really
way better. I think way better.
Paranormal Activity. The first
for me, it was more realistic. So
I wasn't
like,
a fan of Paranormal Activity. Comparable.
Yeah,
the ends to me aren't worth the time invested. It's like
same here.
Get to it, man. And like, it sounds funny because I just sat here for 20 minutes going slow burn, burr. But. Again, the end's not worth the time invested, I think. That's how I feel.
But again, that's another one of those ones where it's like if people see that mm-hmm. as an example of a slow burn and that's all they've seen, and then they're like, that's all I've seen Paranormal Activity. Because of say the hype of other people that not only enjoy slow burns, but enjoy that slow burn. So they may be like, oh, this is a bad movie. And it's like, fuck. Like I feel like slow burns are hard. That's
a fine line. Yeah, right.
Sub genre. I don't know what the fuck you would call a slow burn because it could be any genre, but you know what I mean.
Any horror movie from the 70s.
I feel like it's a hard one to introduce someone into horror, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unless, slow burn's definitely a fucking...
Like, it has to have a phenomenal story and it has to have a phenomenal ending.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It has to keep me intrigued, like you said.
And even more, I'm saying more so to introduce somebody, not even to someone that's like a horror, that's really, really into horror, like fans, like, you know, been watching horror since we were children. So for the past 30 plus years, however old you are, Paul, 27? I don't know how old you are. 16?
32.
Oh, you got babies. Oh, man.
41 here.
You said 16. I got to go to school.
Past your curfew, bro.
Like, he's like, a bad kid. He just does what he wants because his uncle's cool.
10 more minutes, mom.
Well, that's funny. We're almost that's done. Funny. Shut up.
We're almost done. Go.
Oh, man.
HD teen, motherfucker. That's great.
But yeah, I would definitely say if you get a chance to definitely check out the Blackwell Ghost films because they are pretty good. They're pretty fun. Watch the first two so far. Just watch two on Sunday. And so far, so good. So far, so good. That's all I've been watching besides.
They were on Tubi, I think, or fucking Pluto. I think they were. I think I saw the box cover art somewhere. So I'll look them up.
So. They hold true to about the fifth movie. I think that's kind of where they kind of lost me. Okay. A little bit.
That's fair. That's fair.
I never heard this. There's that many of them? How many are there total?
Seven. Yeah.
I was going to say, I remember seeing like five or six of them on the thing.
Yeah, there's seven total.
Yeah. I watched the first one on accident, loved it so much, I bought all of them because it was on like Prime for like all of them for like $15. And I was like, well, I like the first one. It's worth 15, even if all of them suck. And I just bought all of them.
Honestly, that's not bad though.
Nah, that's all
right. No,
that's not bad. Even if you only say you only like the first out of the seven, if you only like the first three or four, first three, so less than half, that's still not bad because if you're going out to buy, say, a DVD or even a streaming thing here and there, you might pay like $10 just for fucking one, and it could suck. Yeah. You're like, I paid $15 for this and it's garbage. Like I paid $15 for this and I like three out of the seven, maybe, maybe more than that. I'm just saying at worst,
right?
Yeah.
I bought that blind for like $10. I was furious. So
I didn't hate that movie.
I didn't hate it, but it could have been better.
I just don't care. That stupid kid, like, like, you know. But yeah, no, was it Hell House LLC? I dig those flicks.
Fuck, yeah, me too.
I haven't seen the last one, the one that came out recently. I get last year or whatever. I haven't seen
one and two. Were amazing. Yeah, three, I didn't really like that, but the fourth one that just came out makes up. It goes
Sutton Manor, the McCartney.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like McMansion, McDeluxe or something.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Really good. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, no, because I remember the first two were great. The third one, I haven't.
Yeah, Hell House. I haven't seen that. Like, that's another one. I came across that. I came across that too. I was like, what the fuck is Hell House LLC? What the fuck is this shit?
Yeah, yeah. I've seen the first one a couple times.
I was like, nice. I was like, hell yeah, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah, but down hotel. Yeah, it's good. It's good. So
have you seen Creep, Slinky?
No, dude. Aaron, the old lady said that too. She's like, you have to see fucking Creep. I'm like,
listen, Creep 1 and 2 are my favorite found footage movies. Yes, James, I finally toppled the Blair Witch just to make you happy. I still love that movie, though. Don't get me wrong.
I love the Blair Witch, man. You can't fuck with that movie. I love that thing.
I fucking love it. No, he doesn't. He can't stand it.
No, I don't. Yeah. I didn't say I can't stand it. I said it's not. You gave it a 10.
I loved it.
I almost had a stroke. How do you give that movie a 10?
You got to watch fucking The Last Broadcast.
It's like a fucking 4. It's like a 4.
Nah.
You got to watch The Last Broadcast.
The Last Broadcast?
Last Broadcast. It's just like Blair Witch, only it's about the Jersey Devil. And it came out before Blair Witch.
Ooh. See, yeah.
They didn't try to market the movie right, so it didn't get any traction.
Yeah, I like all those. I watched The Mothman. I watched all those fucking movies.
It's a great flick.
Nice.
Sweet. But yeah, you should check out Last Broadcast. If you like Blair Witch, you'll like Last Broadcast.
Loved it.
Yeah, about the Jersey Devil. So it's a good flick.
Nice.
I'm already on a podcast with Mick. I don't need to see a movie.
I got enough of Jersey.
I mean, you got Jersey. You can't get away from Jersey, Paul, because that's where that's Slinky's hometown as well. And he also migrated south.
Yeah,
yeah.
Weird.
He just went farther. He went to the penis of America.
Went to the
tank. There's another one found footage that I enjoyed that I haven't found anyone else to even be willing to watch. It's called Mr. Jones.
Never heard of it.
Yeah,
I would never thought that was a horror movie if I came across it. Mr. Jones, I'm like, that's not horror.
That's a Counting Crows.
I'd say it's at least 6 out of 10 for me. It's essentially this couple goes on a retreat and they realize they're next to this far out artist that lives in the desert too.
2013
and about them trying. And they're trying to like meet him and shit, but he's actually into kind of cult type stuff. So then they fall in a different.
Don't spoil too much because.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm.
Mr. Jones.
What you guys think.
I have some ideas. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
I can divulge in those a little bit more once we're not live. Mick, if you're like still here, like. The link. But
Mr. Jones.
Yo, found footage is another one that doesn't really. It's another one that I feel like is getting kind of pushed up more. You know what
the
I mean?
Like, it was just okay for me. First, but now I love it.
I've always
done right. It can be terrifying, man. Yeah,
like Afflicted, awesome.
That was good as fuck. I already mentioned Creep 1 and 2. What was the one that had the Evil Dead vibe? Oh my god, it was so good too. It was fun/funny. Came out within the past, I'll say, 3 years, I believe.
Deadstream?
That.
Oh.
Because I told you, yeah, because we talked about that. Yeah. I love Deadstream.
I remember when
I watch that almost once a month.
I remember when that first came out, and I used to do this thing called well, it was a watch party thing, but it was through Stream Lounge, which I'm going to be bringing the watch parties back soon, maybe for the Sturdovision movies. Anyway, yeah, Deadstream was one of the ones I did. In
Deadstream or Deathstream?
Deadstream. I'm going to pull up the case right now, actually, for you.
God, that shit's so funny.
And Mr. Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'll check these out.
This right here. I want
to check out that zombie one you told me about. Yeah. Black Summer. Deadstream.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that fucking Black Summer is awesome.
All right. Yeah, because we got Netflix until the 18th, I think. So I got to hurry up and watch all the shit I want to watch on it.
There you go. Get it all knocked out, man. Get it knocked out.
Well, we got too many streaming services, so we got to trim the fat.
I feel you.
Yeah. That's all right. You just shut it down. Too much content out there. Just make up a new email and get the free trial again. You got going. Make that shit going. Do it
for like 35 years. I got you, you greedy sons of bitches. That's funny.
Well, Netflix just added an extra state tax down here.
I'm about to get rid of Netflix anyways. I'm sick of the sharing thing they're going down on, and they're still raising the prices.
Yeah.
You don't even want me to share my password, and okay, stop raising the prices then.
Exactly.
But they're like, nah, we're still putting the prices up. I'm like, then I'm dropping you. I don't need you. They're gonna get all their streaming.
They're going to get to the point soon to where people are going to drop them, but don't be surprised. Again, people, do not be surprised. I know Netflix already just mentioned something maybe like a week ago that they're going to be raising prices. Don't be surprised if they do it about two or three more times this year. The reason why I'm saying that, they're getting the WWE Monday Night Raw exclusive next year in 2025. So do not be surprised if it builds up more and more and more and more and more this year and definitely next year.
Wow. Well, yeah, they're going to make up all that lost fucking revenue somewhere.
Oh, and next year when Stranger Things comes back?
Yeah.
People are going to want to watch it, so they're going to up the price.
They'll do that, but they'll also give you the little free trial. So just wait for when shit comes out, just wait for the free trials.
Or Wednesday. Or Wednesday comes back.
That too.
Cobra Kai.
They won't be back till probably like next year.
I'm not lying. I'm actually excited for Wednesday. I can't wait for that to come back.
Same. I'm excited for Stranger Things.
That too.
They said it's going to get darker. It's supposed to go more horror.
Good. So, and I know with Stranger Things, it kind of had like that thing with where it was like, okay, cool. The first three seasons, let's say, because they were kind of closer together. And then because of COVID, of course, we had the little pause and all that bullshit. Luna. And kids, unlike adults, kids keep fucking growing like trees.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
yeah,
you know, they went from like the cute kids on the block to fucking as big as us. They could like, what the fuck? Like, yo, just yesterday,
those kids are fucking grown now. Like, wow.
It's like just yesterday we were babysitting you on Netflix, making sure you guys didn't get in any trouble, even though we were watching you on TV. Mm-hmm. And it felt like you were like babysitting these kids to. Yo, what the fuck? You're driving. Now,
Jen, it's been what 9 years since the show came out, right?
Yeah,
the husband's a deadbeat.
It's oh man, like, I can't.
The show's what it's been.
I hope they don't fuck up the final season though. I hope it's really cool, and I hope some cool action scenes like from the upside down world type.
They have to end it off, and I'll even say they probably have to have some big deaths to really close it on out and really.
They got to bring Eddie back.
This guy,
he's coming back.
They're playing the guitar, and then he'll come back.
Scribbling down all,
the guitar. Yeah. But I guess, gentlemen, we have to take off. So, real quick before you bounce, you want to plug your channel?
Don't have a channel.
Do you want to plug your wife's channel? Your girl's channel?
Check out Manic Movie Monday with my old lady, Miss Erin Dawn, where they talk about the underappreciated. They appreciate the underappreciated in movies. And check it out. It's awesome. It's on Spotify, and you'll dig it. You know, it's two chicks talking about horror flicks, and they know their shit. So right on. You know,
nice. Two chicks talking about horror shit. Yeah. Flicks and they know their shit. Two chicks talking about horror.
Funny.
Chicks and their flicks.
Chicks and horror flicks.
And the only thing I'm plugging is my butthole with my thumb.
Oh, wow. Stupendous. Thanks for that. Yeah. That'll cure my insomnia. Thanks for that, James. So, clearly, but no, I had a great time, man. And
of course, man, of course,
can't recommend The Witch enough. Check it out.
Yeah, definitely.
So, but always a pleasure, man. And take care, gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Have a good one, man.
Good night.
Thanks a lot, guys.
How about you, Paul?
Plug. Watch a Scene Stops. Pretty cool, I guess. Pretty funny.
Pretty cool, I guess.
I'm a little ridiculous. Mick has it together. I'm just a wild card. I'm just there to slightly amuse you with some stupidity and laughs.
Yeah, that's me.
Now, check out all of our channels. You know, Three Geeks Podcast. Shout out to Jason and all them.
Oh, hell yeah.
They're fun to watch, too. But yeah. And keep an eye out for my new interview that's going to be dropping hopefully by tomorrow with my little brother talking about his first movie theater experience.
Awesome.
And seeing Dune Part 2.
Over on the Scene Snobs.
Nah. Yes. Well, you can also check out Popcorn and Pints on Saturday.
Hell yeah.
9 o'clock Eastern time, everybody. 9 o'clock
Eastern time.
Star Wars.
Star Trek and Star Wars. Mm-hmm. What are we on now? Jesus Christ.
Force Awakens and the one that starts with an I. Invasion or Invasive or some shit. No, the one we were supposed to do last Saturday.
Yeah. It's Force Awakens and...
Insurgent?
Insurgent. There we go. We'll go with that. Sounds right to me. I don't know.
Wait a minute.
And of course, listen, that has to be right.
Wait, maybe it is.
See?
Or is it Genesis? Did we do Genesis?
No, we're past Genesis.
Oh, James. Jesus Christ. See what happens when we miss a week? It fucks me up.
Don't blame me. Blame our co-host.
God damn it.
But yeah, people, you can check me out right here on Horror with Sir Sturdy every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 o'clock Eastern time. And on Sturdovision, the same channel, every Friday, midnight Eastern time. Actually, I can tell you guys what's coming up this week on Horror with Sir Sturdy really quick. Thursday, we are doing the movie High Tension. And yes. I cannot wait for that. And Friday, I did not make the poster thing for it yet, but we're doing the movie Rotor. I cannot wait for that. It's from the 80s. And I'll just say this. Don't judge a movie by its cover. Keep that in mind. I may be doing a watch party for this. I'm not 100% sure yet. I'll let you guys know by, I'll say, Thursday's show. It'll be over on the Scene Snobs Discord.
Rip-off RoboCop motherfucker. What the fuck is this shit?
You'll see. But we're going to get on out of here, people. Again, check out Horror Resource 30. Check out the Scene Snobs. Check out Popcorn and Pines. Check out the Z Network. Check out Smarknado, the best fucking wrestling podcast out there. Make sure you guys go over there and check out Smarknado. Click the link in the description where the Z Network is. Best wrestling podcast out there. I don't even watch wrestling. I listen to that podcast. But again, we're going to
get out of here. They know their wrestling knowledge.
They definitely fucking do. We're going to get on out of here. I'll see you in your nightmares. Peace out,
people. Peace
out.